This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
How much did it take to get into this thing?
$28.
Or a fresh catch of Sakale?
It might
be. Whatever you got?
Yeah,
or best offer?
Yeah, or small bag of white unknown powder.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, $28 is only from one concert goer. That could very well be an incorrect number.
I didn't mean 28.
Class is in.
I'm so mad at the Grammys for not giving Justin Bieber the Best New Artist. You know why?
Why?
Because the Best New Artist is the kiss of death.
Well, this is true,
huh? They could have killed Justin Bieber right there, but now this little kid is going to go on and on and on. Can you believe this?
I don't even know that girl. I mean, pardon my ignorance, I don't know her.
I didn't know her either. Somebody put up a video on Facebook of her playing at the White House, singing overjoyed, playing a full stand-up, you know, bull fiddle bass.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. She probably was the, quote, best new artist.
Hmm.
But the problem is now they may have wrecked her career because if you remember, Billy Vanilli put the best new artist curse on that
thing. Right, that's right.
Justin Bieber will go on forever.
Well, if that's your only complaint, then you're doing well. I'm still seeing light spots from Arcade Fire's performance.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh.
That's enough of that. Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to... Just as Jim Croce said inside of Roller Derby Queen... I'm going to tell you a story that you won't believe.
I can't believe you just quoted Roller Derby Queen.
How about that?
Believe.
There's a reference for you. Woodstock occurred August 1969.
Right.
Yes. Altamont, December 1969.
Yes.
No way somebody tried to create another Woodstock after that, did they?
No. Nobody's that
And
silly.
No way they tried to create it in the great state of Louisiana, did they?
What are you talking about? There is no such thing.
Yes. Oh, yes, there is.
There can't be.
A listener to the show and former student of mine, Chris, sends me a link that was on eBay.
Uh-huh.
And he says, hey, Joe, have you ever seen this? And it was a poster for a 1971 rock festival in Louisiana called the Celebration of Life.
What?
And I'm thinking, well, this has got to be something that, you know, happened and everybody knows about it. So I start searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's from 1971. It was a group of promoters that attempted to recreate Woodstock in McCree, Louisiana.
Whoa.
I'm kidding you not.
Okay.
McCree is a dot on the map with lots and lots of fields all the way around it.
Why?
This thing failed miserably.
What, you think?
All I could find about it was that it was supposed to be 7 days, turned out to be four, and it was just failure after failure after failure.
Well, the location alone indicates that it might be off to a bad start.
Now, here's the thing.
Nothing against McCree, sorry.
No. McCree, fine place. However, all I have is about a 4-minute video clip that one person had, and then a series of blogs written by people that were there.
Uh-huh.
And many of them denote in the blog entries that I was so high that what I'm writing might not be true. And I got a couple things from like Rolling Stone and all that kind of stuff. So... The Celebration of Life Festival for an hour
for an
on
whole
Rock
hour.
School.
We got to do an hour.
The stories are spectacular, whether they're true
or not.
So, I was telling the title of today's show to the general manager of this radio station, Todd.
Yes.
And he said, you have to play the Subdudes. who are the sub dudes? Local band. Mm-hmm. They created a song called Papa Dookie and the Mud People.
Yeah, we play it. Thinking, we play it here
the
on
Mud
KSLU.
People. I know the Mud People. Mm-hmm. It was so horrendously hot at this place that people jumped into the river that runs near McCree, right?
Yeah.
And then covered themselves in mud and walked around nude, covered in mud. And people at this concert referred to them as
the mud people.
Okay. So this song is about the 1971 Celebration of Life Festival. And I have some stories. You think you've been to bad concerts? You haven't been to nothing, man. You haven't been to nothing. Here's the sub dudes. And I'm going to tell you the story about maybe the failure of failure concerts right here in Louisiana. Here you go, sub dudes. Rock School.
Back in the day, in a sleepy little town, out of nowhere, the hippie band came around.
This is Rock School talking about the Celebration of Life concert. Isn't that a great song?
I like that song.
Isn't that tune? Yeah,
and
I like it.
It explains who the mud people were.
Yeah, people covered in mud.
Ew.
Yeah. Celebration of Life concert, the big rock festival in Louisiana put on by somebody. I never found out who it was.
They may have changed their names after this.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, doomed almost from the start because it was, like I said before, it was supposed to be 7 days. Only turned out to be four. Why?
Yeah.
Because the people who were of the area tried to shut it down from the second it got started.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. It was supposed to take place on a levee or a piece of ground between a levee and the, help me out here.
What?
Atchafalaya?
Oh, Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya River.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And by the way, three people drown in the river.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you get high as anything.
Uh-huh.
The mini Woodstock was supposed to have, now here's the listing on the poster.
Okay.
Those are all the people that were supposed to be there.
Edgar Winner.
Right, yeah. No, serious names were supposed to be
Allman
there.
Allman Brothers.
The thing was, when you look at all the people who were supposed to be there, and then you look at the posts of who people remember being there, some people say yes, they played. Some people say no, they didn't play. Interestingly enough, Janis Joplin's name is on here to play.
Really?
Any problem with Janis Joplin being on there in 1971?
Didn't she die?
Yeah, she was dead. So you can see right from the beginning, this thing was not cooking along.
Why
you know?
Do we have to be known for these things?
No.
Can't we ever get a pat on the back and attaboy?
From Rolling Stone in 1971. Again, I piecemealed this thing together. Here's what it said. Quote, "The festival begins Thursday night, 3.5 days late, with Yogi Bhajan taking the stage, chanting and saying, 'God bless all of you. Let us meditate for 1 minute in peace and brotherhood.' And then from the crowd it comes, 'F you, let's boogie.'" I kid you not. That's what it says right here.
3.5 days late?
Yeah.
3.5 days.
"A tractor pulling two flatbed trailers would come around and 600 hands would jump off to collect endless piles of rotting watermelon rinds, empty wine bottles, discarded clothing, and other assorted garbage. A festival worker ODs backstage, crumpled to the floor as Sister Morphine was being played over the PA system. Finally, there was dope, and it was plentiful. All you had to do was walk to the intersection of Cocaine Row and Smack Street, as the makeshift signs proclaimed, to find dealers hawking an estimated 30 varieties of mind benders, only two of which could be smoked, plastic syringes or a dollar apiece, and were selling briskly." How about that?
Word.
That's the story of it in Rolling Stone.
In Rolling Stone. So you know there's got to be some credibility to that source.
That's right. One group that people did agree that did play, Ted Nugent's Amboy Dukes.
Oh, you know Ted Nugent was all up in the middle of that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. If it's trash ball and nasty and disgusting,
he's there. Here's Journey to the Center of Your Mind right here. I got more. Oh, do I have more? Rock School. There you go.
There's just so
You're
many
to the center of your mind.
There's just so many things that I'm trying to wrap my head around.
Like what?
Well, again, no disrespect to the place that they had it, but why would this group of promoters sit down and come to the conclusion we should have this concert here?
And
I mean,
hey,
you had, it was 71. I agree. But
yeah.
New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport. You know, these are major cities in Louisiana that would have been perfect for a concert like this.
I wish I had a better answer for you, because what I think they were trying to do was create another Woodstock. They wanted a giant Max Jaeger type field.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read, and I urge you to go online and basically search out Celebration of Life, 1971, Louisiana, McCrea, MCCREA,
mm-hmm.
and search it out, because you'll find blogs where people have posted this. And they go on for pages and pages and pages and pages. And you will start to see grand differences between them. Chuck Berry played. No, Chuck Berry didn't play. I remember Pink Floyd playing. No, Pink Floyd didn't play. And it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Uh-huh.
The thing that you kept hearing again and again and again was there were no breaks from the heat. There was nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
There was no clean water. There was no sanitation whatsoever. You see, the people who didn't want it there mm-hmm. did everything they could to stop the concert.
Oh, yeah, the whole not in my backyard mentality.
Oh, you betcha.
Uh-huh.
It says here, there's a guy named Vince. You can only use your first name unless you put it in the post,
uh-huh.
unless you put your first and last name in the post.
Sure.
But it says here he was with the production crew that came in, and he said that three times the state police and the National Guard showed up and moved the concert. You asked, why did it start 3 days late?
Yeah.
Vince, who worked with him, you know, I don't know if it's his real name or not, but Vince said three times before the concert actually moved, they had to move the concert. And furthermore,
mm-hmm.
on the day that the concert got started,
mm-hmm.
the stage collapsed.
Collapsed.
Because they apparently had taken it down and put it up so much, the third time that they put it up, it wasn't put up correctly. So once the show got underway,
wow.
it collapsed and they had to put the stage back up.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, get it going again.
So I wonder if that's how they wound up in McCrea. Like, I wonder if they just had to move to different parts of McCrea, or did it originate in, like, say, I don't know, Rayville?
Oh, no, McCrea is where it was supposed to be from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Now, again, Pointe Coupee Parish?
Pointe Coupee.
Pointe Coupee Parish?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, the day it was supposed to start, the clouds opened up and turned the world to mud, which, you know, didn't stop Woodstock. Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it going.
Sure.
But I have here also what people did to try and stop them. We'll play one more and we'll go into the break talking about what people tried to do to stop the concert. You know, well, we can't legally stop you, so we're going to make it so awful on you that you won't want the concert.
Eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
One group, I think, played. A couple people said they played.
Well, we have to play music on this show, so let's
right.
assume they played.
Sly and the Family Stone apparently played. Thank you for letting me be myself. Here you go. Rock School. Sly and the Family Stone, they played.
You think?
I think. Again, you wait till you read the posts
this
and go
is
online.
So funny. I've never heard of an event where someone goes on and said, I remember seeing them. No, they didn't. They didn't.
Well,
they weren't there.
People freely talk about how baked they were.
Sure.
And do not have recollection, I think. Yeah, if you could have written,
hey,
they would have done it.
They were baked at Woodstock, but they still remember who was there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Their message blogs are more, they sync up more
coherent
with one another than these do.
All right, the concert started 3 days late. Why?
Mm.
As I said before, the city fathers of the area
sure.
didn't want them around. They brought in the cops and pushed them around.
Yeah.
Well, you're not playing here, basically. Legally, we can't get you to play here. We don't legally have the ability to stop you.
Sure.
But we're not giving you any accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
We're not giving you any food. We're not giving you any sanitary facilities. We're not giving you any Johns,
yeah.
basically. And because of that, they expected all these people would leave. And furthermore, we're not giving you any police protection.
Oh, thanks.
You're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So what the promoters did was hire, and this just sounds like a joke to me, but apparently it's true. They hired the Galloping Gooses Motorcycle Club for security on the grounds.
They're trying to recreate Altamont.
Emulate Altamont.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they were actually decent security because there were no incidents because of them, except for the fact that the Galloping Gooses actually lined themselves against the one fence that was there,
mm-hmm.
and one fan stated that she remembers paying $6 to them and they would lift the fence and let people come under the fence. So they were making a little money on the side.
$6.
Furthermore, on the second day, there was no food, no fresh water. People of the area
mm-hmm.
decided they would come waltzing in with their own fresh water, with their own food. There were a lot of, like, apparently watermelon farms around.
Okay.
So what people did is they thought, you know, I'll make some money.
Uh-huh.
So I'll pack up my food and I'll bring it in on flatbed trucks and I'll sell it to these concert goers.
Oh, all of a sudden, you're not getting anything here. Now you can buy some.
Right. Right. No food, no fresh water. And this woman says it was brought in on the second day. Locals came and set up food stands. However, it was shut down within about 12 hours. Why? Because the concert goers robbed and looted the people. This thing couldn't go any worse if it had to. More stories coming up. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Ever had one of these things go this bad over there in the country of Spain?
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Should have been there because you guys would have taken care of them.
I think you would have, too. Join us on Facebook. More and more stuff gets up on Facebook every week. I post on Thursday before the show gets underway.
Unless I get to it first.
That's right. I post the show topic, that the podcast is ready to go, and then three bits of trivia. I actually expand out from the show. So if you sign up, you get even more interesting stuff about the celebration of life. Just like this award-winning podcast. Back in a minute. Rock School. I have with me about 12 copied and pasted concert goer remembrances.
Uh-huh.
You can see them here separated by a line. This comes up about 5 times.
Okay.
So I'm of the opinion this is true. There was a high wire act there.
Mm-hmm.
As with most, you know, festivals, they've got to have something between the acts.
Sure.
You have to, you know, tear down one band, put the next band up. There was a high wire act named Molly Kova. And Molly would, during the time down, walk across the wire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Molly, while
like
she was...
this is going on.
Oh,
already.
No.
I don't like it.
She was walking on the wire while the crowd was yelling, jump, fall, jump, fall.
Oh, God.
Well, after Molly's second performance, she got off the wire. The promoter came on stage and said, if you yell again at Molly, she will not perform anymore.
Oh.
Molly did not perform anymore at the Celebration of Life concert. And again, I found in 2 or 3 that these people performed. So I'm fairly sure in stating these people performed.
Well, how can 2 people make up, you know, a high wire girl named Molly?
I got it. But this band apparently did perform. Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh,
there you
yeah.
go. Jim
oh,
Dandy,
yeah.
Rock School.
Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
It's my Jim Dandy. Black Oak, Arkansas played at the Celebration of Life 1971.
Hey, Black Oak, Arkansas is not on this lineup.
Oh, are you looking at the poster?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're not on the poster, but let me see the lineup here. You know who is on the poster?
Who?
The Symphony Orchestra Voices of East Harlem. I'll bet they didn't show up either.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm playing Black Oak, Arkansas, and they're not on the lineup.
I know.
Lord forbid, I try to keep credibility on the show.
Yeah, there's no credibility in this. I got to be honest with you, Chad. I'm not sure half the stuff I've told you is true or what stuff isn't true.
Makes for a good show, though.
I know it happened.
Uh-huh.
I know it happened because there are blogs about it. there are stories about it. I haven't gotten to them yet, but I have recounts from people who were in whose band here? Country Joe McDonald, John mm-hmm. Sebastian, Stephen Stills, and Brownville Station.
Hmm.
So I actually have some stuff from musicians who played.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happened. But past that, I'm going off of the remembrances of people who were baked
right.
for, like, days. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. Once again, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Welcome to 7 days and 70 seconds. We'll get back to the Celebration of Life concert, McCree, Louisiana, the big rock festival trying to recreate Woodstock. But these days, February 14th, February 20th are on our mind right now. Chad got Monday goo.
February 14th, happy Valentine's Day. In 1996, the Purple One, Prince, married his backup singer and dancer, Mady Garcia.
Tuesday, February 15th, 30 years ago, influential guitarist Mike Bloomfield dies in his car in San Francisco, California, of a drug overdose.
February 16th, that's a Wednesday this year, back in 1978, there was a major motion picture premiere in the UK. It was called ABBA.
ABBA the movie.
ABBA the movie.
ABBA the movie. Oh, you can't find it on Netflix if you just look up ABBA.
Really?
It's got to be ABBA the movie. Thursday, February 17th, 1979, The Clash begins their first U.S. tour at the Palladium, New York. You know what the first song was they played?
What?
I'm So Bored with the USA.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. February 18th, Friday this year in 1968, though, David Gilmour officially joined Pink Floyd and replaced Syd Barrett.
Saturday, February 19th, 30 years ago, in an over 10-year court battle, a judge finally rules that George Harrison's My Sweet Lord was, quote, inspired by the Chiffons' He's So Fine. And then Sunday, February 20th, 1997, the band Fish are immortalized in ice cream as Ben and Jerry's releases Fish Food.
You don't
I
like
never
fish.
Never liked fish
You don't
food.
Like fish.
I don't like fish either. Okay. Here's the one, I gotta say it, here's the one that makes everybody go, ew.
Oh, okay. We've already gone ew.
No, pronounce this for me, the Atchafalaya River?
Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya River, okay. According to one fan's recollection, there were signs. Well, yeah, there were signs in the river. Because remember, there were no sanitary.
Right.
You know, thing. There were signs in the river.
Oh,
one
please
said,
don't. Please
one
don't.
Said, swim here. Mm. One said, go here.
Oh.
Because you didn't want to be swimming downstream
no,
from the
of
go
course
here.
Not. No.
So somebody set up a river thing because there was nowhere to go. So they set up a situation where you could swim here and go here.
Wow, some and, little boundary markers.
Oh, yeah. Somebody set the whole thing
labels.
Up. And apparently there was a go here for men and a go here for women.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I wanted to know was, which one was higher up river? That's the one I wanted to know.
And you didn't want to get so high to where you accidentally got them reversed.
Yeah, that would be bad there. All right, we're going to play a group called Savoy Brown. If you know anything about Savoy Brown, Savoy Brown had three members split and become Foghat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says here Savoy Brown played, and I found from two fans' recollections that Savoy Brown played.
Well, that's
and
enough.
In 71, the split occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is,
did Savoy Brown play?
Was it Savoy Brown or was it Savoy Brown after the Foghat split? Don't know. Here's Savoy Brown before the split. This is Tell Mama right here, Rock School.
Quit my job, ain't got no money.
You know, I gotta say, this is just so sad.
I know.
I mean, why did it have to be here?
Because Louisiana, if there's one thing Louisiana does correctly,
what?
Concerts, parties. You know, when you think of a very good time, you think of Louisiana.
Not here.
Not here. But, you know, you bring the Super Bowl to Louisiana, no one does it better.
Well, no doubt.
We just do it correctly.
Wow.
But I know.
Why couldn't it have been, in Mississippi or Arkansas?
Why, what's wrong with Mississippi? Why are you wishing this on Mississippi?
Nebraska, Kentucky, or somewhere.
Okay, let's wish it on Nebraska.
How much did it take to get into this thing?
$28.
Or a fresh catch of sackalay?
It might
be. Whatever you got?
Yeah,
or best
be.
Offer?
Yeah, or small bag of white unknown powder.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, $28 is only from one concert goer. That could very well be an incorrect number.
I didn't pay $28. I got in for a...
I said that I had some recounts from people who actually played.
Yeah.
Brownsville Station played, as in Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Sure.
Here's what it said. The festival was to be 8 days long, but was 4 days late in getting started. Again, some people say 3 days. This guy says four. Abbreviated lineups. In the 3 days it did take place, the first day the stage collapsed. The police were shooting over the heads of the attendees and arresting many. the river shifts and took at least two lives. Food and facilities were nil. The IRS was at the gates collecting what receipts they could from the 100,000 festival goers.
The IRS showed up at this place?
I would assume what they were trying to do was get the money from the concert promoters before they, you know, split town
right.
with all the money. For many, nothing was paid to get in. The weather was ruthless, exceedingly hot, humid. When it rained, it came down so hard, if you stood out in it, it actually hurt. On the third day, Melanie opened and performed a full solo set, and then, he says, one more person played, and they pulled the plug on the whole thing. I'm not telling you who closed it, because I want to close the show with who closed the actual concert.
1971.
Yes.
But what does it say? What month? What month was it? Did we go over that?
I don't have that.
Well, they said it was hot, so it obviously wasn't
June.
Well, no, it could
June.
Be. Oh,
Lord. June.
How dumb do you have to be?
In Louisiana?
In Louisiana. Yeah. Like you say, dumber than a bag of hammers.
Yeah, June of
Seriously.
71. You send your pets outside, they explode.
Yeah.
Here's Brownsville Station. Let your yeah be yeah. They would have performed this, and it sounds like this. Rock School.
Yeah, you keep telling me.
Celebration of Life Festival took place in McCree, Louisiana.
In June.
Sure. Why not just turn on the heater?
They could not have made these rational decisions. I'm convinced now they just passed a little cup around with some cities and some months.
Let's pick this.
Pick this.
Sure.
We got McCree and June. Let's go.
This one comes directly from a person who claims to have been there. It says here, Celebration of Life, unfortunately, didn't have the magic of Woodstock. Some good things, but an example I'll never forget was Ted Nugent. Now, we've played Nugent mm-hmm. already. Nugent came on around 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning. I think it was the last day, at least for us it was. Nugent was screaming, cussing at everyone for being asleep. He said, get out of those God-blanking sleeping bags. You're going to listen to Ted-blanking Nugent. Get up. He went over and turned up the amplification so loud, he hit chords and the electric lines would hum.
Oh, wow.
Every time he hit the chord, he said the whole crowd would look around because it would go brum and the chords would go brum. So the whole crowd looked around waiting for something to like explode. He said, I thought he had gone insane. And those kind of stories are just one right after another.
Yeah.
This thing probably wasn't grounded. You know what I mean? So the alternating current probably had nowhere to go when it
yep.
overloaded.
Yep,
so
yep.
it just sort of alternated along the lines.
Ooh.
Oh, not good.
They're lucky that they only had, what, two deaths?
Yeah, and that was from the water.
Right.
That's what you needed was the water to start coming up near the stage,
sure.
which collapsed. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for being a part of the Rock School Radio Network.
Talk to you about what stoners tried to sing along with after we get back in a minute. Rock School. All right, I got a story here. Now, it's up to you to tell me whether this actually happened or not.
Who cares? It's a good story.
This is a young, at the time she said, 18-year-old young lady, so at least of legal age.
Mm-hmm.
She said she drove in from Michigan, didn't want to pay, her friends and she drove in, didn't want to pay the $28 to get in, so snuck in the back of a Chevrolet
uh-huh.
in a trunk. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The thing she remembers was the motorcycle gang banging on the trunk,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, is anybody in there? And I never did open the trunk, but mm-hmm. just kind of made it uncomfortable for her.
Right.
Here's what she remembers. There was an elephant.
Huh?
There was an elephant. And apparently there was a guy at the elephant pen that every time the elephant would make a deposit,
uh-huh.
he would sell the elephant manure, claiming that if you dried it, it would get you high.
Huh.
And people would apparently purchase it, dry it, and then resell it.
What?
Do you think that's even true? Do you think that's even true? Or so she says. Something tells me she was a little wasted.
Where did you get that from?
I just thought that was interesting. The one that I think is true, one woman says the Chamber Brothers did a version of Time that went about 12 minutes. And she says, imagine 50,000 drunk and high people attempting to sing along at the correct interval of the Chamber Brothers' Time Has Come Today. No way, brother. No way. Here it is, Chamber Brothers, Rock School. Okay, last break on Rock School. Here are some other bands that, through the research that I did, I think played. Eric Burdon and War, Chuck Berry. One guy said that he did probably 10 different versions of My Ding-a-Ling because the crowd was really into it, which, was, by the way, was his only number one hit.
Yeah.
Ike and Tina Turner, The Lovin' Spoonful, or maybe just the lead singer. You know, of the Lovin' Spoonful, John Sebastian. Hmm. Who else here? Melanie, I mentioned her already. The Flying Burrito Brothers and Blood Rock.
Okay.
So they apparently all played, which isn't close to what it says on the poster here.
No, that's a big lineup. And
now, I said that there was something to do with the end of the concert. Now,
yes.
Normally with a concert, you have a big ending name.
Sure.
You have it ready to go. Rock guitarist Stephen Fromholtz writes, he was in Memphis in June in rehearsal with the Memphis Horn when Stephen Stills' management folks receive a request from the promoters of the Festival of Life. When it's still going on, they need a closer. It's still going on. You know, they need a closer, so they contact Stephen Stills. Hey, say, why don't you come down here and end the concert for us? Okay. So Stephen Stills, you know, packs up his gear, contacts his Fromholtz guy. Let's go on down there and we'll do another, you know, Woodstock.
Sure.
He played Woodstock, you know, with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It will be beautiful.
Yeah, it will.
So the festival people get a helicopter and a plane. They get him down there. The promoters wanted us to come down on the final evening to close the show and encourage fans to go away in an orderly fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what he did. He says they played about five or six songs, you know, which they knew as a band.
Yeah.
And then Stills, he said, took to the piano and began his peace and love, brother and sister medley stuff.
Right.
At which point, a loud male voice off to the left of the stage was heard to exclaim, shut the blank up and play your blanking rock and roll, you blank. Over. By the way, same word used three times.
For the blanks?
Yeah, I believe, what was that, an adjective, a verb, and a noun, I think so. That's from Time Magazine, Mud, Sweat, and Tears, printed Monday, July 12th, 1971. It didn't go well at all. Some people say that when Stills performed, that he had up on stage with him Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say they didn't. They played one more song and then said to the crowd, that's it. Show's over. Everybody go away. And they did. They pulled the plug on it right then and there.
Oh, wow.
That's how it ended. There was no Jimi Hendrix, you know, at the end of it.
Right.
There was no great big fireworks at the end of it.
Right.
He played one more song after being yelled at. Because if you remember, the show began with somebody cursing at the stage, and the show ended with somebody cursing at the stage.
They went about it all wrong. I'd have just turned loose the elephant. And
that'd have been that.
That would have drove everybody away.
So now you know the story of the Louisiana 1971 Festival of Life.
Yeah, what a life.
Yeah, I told you.
That's a sad story.
And so we finish it up. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And there you go. This'll end it up. We have here Stephen Stills. Love the one you're with. Back next week with another show. Class is dismissed.
If you're down and confused, who you're talking to, concentration.